The quilts arrived at Shomrei Torah Wednesday morning, where a crew of volunteers spent the day arranging and hanging the large, colorful panels around the spacious sanctuary. Shirley Lieberman, a member of the Reform congregation who led the project, notes that each panel being displayed has a meaningful local connection.
Every one of these panels has at least one particular quilt on it requested locally. So people will be able to come on Sunday and see their individual panel. I've had lots of little notes from people who requested them saying it will be the first time I've seen it for 24 years, 25 years, and it will be so wonderful to see it again.
It's been more than 20 years since the last time quilts from the Atlanta-based Names Project were shown in Sonoma County. And Lieberman notes that attitudes and awareness around AIDS and HIV have changed considerably over that time, which is why it's important to host such an event now.
AIDS is being forgotten because people now live for a long time with AIDS, but they're still sick. I heard a 20-year-old girl, bright person, when her mother had a chat about safe sex, the daughter said, "Oh, we don't worry about that anymore. It's taken care of. You can just get medication." When I heard this, it frightened me. Kids are thinking it's no longer a problem, and it is.
One measure of the ongoing AIDS-HIV issue, Lieberman says, is the continuing growth of the Names Project's quilt collection.
They get new quilts almost daily. I think they said that they were up to 85,000. And almost every time there is a display, it comes back with more new quilts.
That will be true here as well, with three new quilts being made by Shomrei Torah congregants. Sue Smith and her family have made one for their son, Peter.
We lost one of our children in 1996 from AIDS, and I've wanted to do a quilt for him for years, all of this time. And this exhibit sort of pushed me over the edge to make me do it.
It was an important and meaningful project, she says, and difficult.
I thought, well, I can do this very clinically because it's been so long. But then you find yourself getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and going over and just touching something that he wore or that he loved, and everybody in the family found themselves doing that.
The three new quilts will be displayed alongside the traveling exhibit, which has 72 quilts assembled into large panels with 8 each, plus a slideshow with images of an additional 168 quilts. It can all get overwhelming, says Lieberman.
They are actually the size of a casket. That's what they were designed as, 3 feet by 6. But these are not just quilts. These were people that all had loves. They had parents, they had children. And it's sad. It's sad. And I don't want it to just get forgotten. We don't want to forget these people.
The AIDS Memorial Quilt Display will be open to the public free of charge on Sunday from 10 to 6. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.